Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Jerry Boylan, and the book that he's written is entitled Jerry Tales, How I Lived Happily Ever After, Despite Stabbing Myself in the Back, Scalding My Cojones, and Really Pissing Off My Wife During Childbirth. Love the title, Jerry.
That's it.
You didn't have a problem finding a publisher to print that, huh?
No. And that's probably the civilian version of what really happened.
All right, so it's called Jerry Tales. Your name is Jerry Boylan. It's about you?
Yeah, the story is really, it's an everyman story, because I think anybody who's been married and has kids, and I have four, lands up with a host of ridiculous things happening to them. I think where having cojones comes into place is actually being able to tell the stories and, be able to live with the fallout from those stories.
You know, usually family and friends don't like to be written about, especially when it comes to possibly embarrassing stories. How did your family and friends react when you told them you wanted to do this, and how did they react when they saw it in print?
Well, first of all, I didn't ask permission, the first way to do it. But secondly, as you read the book and as the readers read the book, they'll understand the joke's really on me. I think my family members come off looking quite good in this, and I'm the one who really the joke turns out to be on.
These are true life stories, and you also write fiction as well.
Yes. I wrote a novel entitled Getting There, which is really a fictionalized account of some hitchhiking that I did between the ages of 18 and 21. I did 100,000 miles worth of hitchhiking. And that's a fictional story. It's fictional for a reason, because I really would appreciate my kids not knowing what the true story is. This, however, Jerry Tales, is the real story, the true stories of what happens in, everyday real life.
What do you enjoy writing most, fiction or nonfiction? Or are both just terribly enjoyable for you?
I would tell you, it's each provide their own, set of unique challenges. Fiction is wonderful to write because, unlike real life, the characters do exactly what I tell them to do. And since I have four children and I have a lot of experience with the characters not doing what I tell them to do, that's the fun part about fiction. Nonfiction, though, is absolutely a blast to be able to tell the stories. And what I've learned is that telling the stories orally is one thing. Putting them down so that people will enjoy them is quite another thing. And I've enjoyed doing it.
How wild are some of the stories?
Real life is really stranger than fiction, is what I found out. I mean, you can't write what really happens to you sometimes. And I think, if you see the stories that we talk about, people ask me, how actually did you scald your cojones, or how did you actually get stabbed in the back? And I think we'll leave that for the reader to enjoy in the books. But, there's some wild things that happens in real life, as we know.
Were you tempted to embellish? Did you embellish any of the stories?
Well, my family, after reading the stories, challenged me on several of the details in the stories. And so what I've decided to use the term is, these are directionally accurate. Perhaps not exactly accurate, but certainly, I have a middle-aged memory, and it's, they're my stories, so I can tell them the way I want to, right?
Absolutely. It's your prerogative. You're a high-energy guy, obviously. People can tell that just from listening to you. And I've known that the last 2 days from interviewing you, learning a little bit about you. You've written fiction. You've written nonfiction. You're a successful businessman. I would imagine there are a few more books coming around the bend, yes?
Well, I think, Jerry Tales, the sequel, is an easy one. The thing about families are, is the stories never end, as we all know. And I think that, most of the readers will understand that, we all have our own stories. We all have our Uncle David's, and we all have our, Aunt Sue's and Mary Ann's, and all of the crazy things that happens to in life. So really, the stories never end. It's just a matter of writing them, and I love to write them. They're great fun.
Once again, he is Jerry Boylan. The name of his latest book is Jerry Tales, How I Lived Happily Ever After, Despite Stabbing Myself in the Back, Scalding My Cojones, and Really Pissing Off My Wife During Childbirth. You need a really big book. This is going to be like a coffee table book to fit
that
whole thing.
It's a small book, but it's got to fit a lot of words in there, and I really appreciate the interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry, and good luck with it.
Thank you.